USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a person with the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus has been identified in California. The person had returned to the United States from a trip to South Africa on November 22nd. All their known contacts have so far tested negative for the variant. Chief Medical Advisor to President Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, describing the patient's condition.
The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Biden updates the nation on his administration's work to address issues plaguing the United States, including inflation and supply chain issues. The president says retail issues shouldn't be a problem this holiday season. Biden adding that production at ports is improving as well. USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Wednesday regarding the abortion case called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. At issue is a pro-life law in Mississippi which prohibits elective abortions after 15 weeks of gestation before unborn children are viable. The Mississippi Solicitor General, who is defending the state law, Scott Stewart, says history should be looked at when making a decision to uphold the legislation.
The court looks to history and tradition, and here, those decisively reject the proposition that states cannot legislate comprehensively on abortion before, after viability, and all throughout. So it's history and tradition, Your Honor.
A heat wave is breaking fall records in California. Forecasters saying records were broke Tuesday in Riverside and other towns around Southern California, which saw highs in the upper 80s. Unseasonably warm temperatures also in Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Just how exactly is China's decision to try to bully lawmakers working out?
With an exclusive insight into China, Paul Boardman, chairman of the Decoupled China Pact.
On the China war front, last week, China demanded a code of conduct in the South China Sea and confronted the Philippines. The U.S. stated China's actions were dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on Philippine vessels would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. 1 week later, China threatened the U.S. passage of our $250 billion U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, saying it would gravely damage America's own interests. The bill passed the Senate with bipartisan support in June and incorporates several anti-China bills. Pressure mounts for a House version to pass in December. Beijing has promised retaliation if the bill makes it through Congress. Last weekend, a five-member bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation visited Taiwan. The Chinese embassy warned the delegation to cancel the trip. Representative Slotkin said, "I'm not going to be bullied by China." Representative Mace referred to Taiwan as the Republic of Taiwan.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kyle Rittenhouse says he's destroying the weapon he used in self-defense last year in Wisconsin. While appearing on a podcast, Rittenhouse saying he doesn't want anything to do with the AR-15-style weapon he used in August 2020 in Kenosha. The shooting happened during riots and looting after protests of the police shooting of an armed Jacob Blake, who was trying to elude police officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.